tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome back, AfterBuzzers. We are here doing AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time After Show for Once Upon a Time. I said that twice. So good you say it twice. Episode 10 of Season 5, Broken Heart. I'm your host, Marissa Serafini. Joining me, I have...
Hi, guys. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. I'm really excited to talk about tonight's episode.
Excellent. And we have a returning face.
Yay, I'm back. I'm Blake McIver.
Welcome back. I'm so happy
to be back.
I'm so happy you are back. Oh my goodness, we need a male on this panel.
Yeah, you were gone for a while, and
a
people
time.
Were pissed.
People were not happy. They were like, where's the weave segment, you know?
Once upon a weave. I know I was doing it alone in my living room, just screaming at the television.
There you go.
Where was our invite?
Yes, we are doing a Broken Heart. Really quickly, what were your thoughts of this episode?
Some of it really frustrated me, as Blake knows from me, like, screaming and kicking him under the table. Some of it I thought was amazing. You know I'm a hooker, which was the most amazing and frustrating part.
Yeah. Blake, how about you?
Yeah, it was really hit and miss. Some of the things I really loved, and we'll get into that, and then some of the things were really, like Roxy said, frustrating and irritating.
It was very frustrating. I mean, I generally like Hook and Emma together and seeing them have a relationship conflict. I was like, okay, this is interesting. You know, add stories and layers to their characters. So let's start with their past. I mean, we're going back to the old Camelot because they're still in that area. And we see now that everything's been revealed. Hook is now a dark one. What do you think of his reaction to Emma? Is it warranted?
Oh, I'm still pissed about it still.
Like the you way and she, everybody else.
Yeah, the way she reacts to things is so much more level-headed, and I think she really would understand if the situation had been reversed. I'm frustrated that he doesn't see that she saved his life, period. This was the only move to keep him alive. I guess she could have killed him, but then that wouldn't really have been true love. The same thing that Mary Margaret says tonight to Charming. Like, we share a frickin' heart.
Yeah.
And that's what you said last week, Marissa.
I did.
They stole the line from you. They watched. They wrote it into the show.
I feel like they listen to us every week, and we're just giving them suggestions. I'm waiting for my paycheck.
Right?
Yes. But, Blake, what do you think?
Well, there was a lot of dark Hook pride happening. You know,
there was.
I mean,
yes. You
know the phrase, ain't too proud to beg. No, he's too proud to beg. It's a problem.
He's
very unappreciative.
But Emma did say the lines, you know, be like, you know what, I try to save you, and it's like, I can't quote it because, like, you should see my notes, they're all over the place. But she did make the good point, or what more so, Hook made the good point. It's like, I spent centuries trying to be a good and trying to rewrite my, you know, future so I can be a good person, and then you immediately throw me back into darkness. I think that was a very justified point on his part.
I guess, Marissa, but it's not like you did this, what you should have done is blank. What's the option?
Because the alternative is his death, right?
True.
It's the only alternative. So I think I would say, he's not in his right state of mind, but I think what I would say is, hey, I'm pretty bummed. This sucks. I don't want to be a dark one, but thanks for saving my life. Love you, honey.
You of all people, Emma, would understand.
And then he deceived her.
He did.
He tricked her. I just feel like her love for him at this point is stronger. I always thought that he was the one. The love was stronger there, and he fought for it, and she was kind of rejecting it and scared to make this leap, scared to move in, all of these things. But now we see that she's the one who's like, no matter what you do, I'm not going to give up on you. And he kind of has given up. Not on her necessarily, but on himself, which means that he's given up on their relationship.
Interesting. Blake, do you agree with that?
I mean, or that's just the dark taking over. Now he can't. He's lost sight of what love is, what love looks like.
Do you feel like because he's not necessarily as strong as Emma is? Because the dark could be taking over her too, but it's not.
That's true. But I think that we sort of alluded to that in this episode, that like the darkness isn't as powerful in her as the darkness is in him.
Interesting. And we also did see the Rumplevisions and mind his voice within himself. Also, because last week we were like, well, if Emma's hearing Rumple's voice in her head, how come Hook didn't? And then we got that answer.
Yeah.
But what did you think of Rumple's inner voice influence in his Hook's dark side? Do you think that was good enough, strong enough to make Hook as dark as he was?
Well, we've got a weird component to that, because every time that Hook sees Rumple, even if it's just vision, Rumplevision.
I want Rumplevision.
I know, right? Can we all get glasses for that?
I might take it back.
Do you want a dark voice in your head?
It's got to be so hard for Dark Hook, because when he sees the vision, even though that vision is on his twisted side, he's seeing the crocodile.
So you think that it might be more difficult, but I feel like Rumple has wronged, and the crocodile has wronged a lot of people. I think that he wronged Emma in a lot of different ways, and she still fought it better than he did. Again, like we said, she might just be stronger, but I don't think that's a good enough excuse. Like, when they do come out on the other side of this, which I think is inevitable, I don't think it's legit for Hook to be like, sorry, honey, you were just stronger than me. I'm not buying that.
Well, also, in fairness, Emma did unintentionally still have control over Hook, because she had the Excalibur. With his name on it.
Yep.
But she gave it to him.
True. But also, his dark magic was also influencing him, taking away his free will, his own power to choose good or evil. So I get why Hook is so pissed right now. I get it. I think we all do. But I'm just think his reaction's so strong makes me. Do you think it's an act or it's real?
No, it's not an act, because look at what he's doing. Look at him. I mean, it's not an act to crush somebody's heart.
True.
Ooh.
Let's get into that.
Ooh.
Merlin.
He got the short end of the stick tonight.
So is Merlin really dead? He crushed his heart good.
Well, he crushed his heart, but then put the part powder in the cauldron that Merlin was.
True, but his casting. So Merlin's spirits out there?
I don't know.
You make it sound like a spice in my pantry. Heart powder.
He had the heart powder.
Garlic,
you know,
powder.
Just a dash of Merlin.
A little celery root, a little heart powder.
Yeah.
Quite the potion.
Eye of Newt.
It has quite the kick to it.
It's spicy.
Okay, so if Hook killed Merlin, crushed his heart, and past Camelot, who was Merlin in present-day Starbrook?
What do you mean, who is he?
We've seen Merlin present-day Starbrook. Haven't we?
I don't remember seeing Merlin in present-day.
Maybe I'm thinking Arthur. Maybe I'm just getting confused with all these flashbacks. Let me know, everyone.
I don't think we have seen Merlin in present-day Starbrook.
I feel like we have.
You guys in the chat will let us know, but we have Boo69B says Merlin got hooked. Joseph Boza says, I don't think Merlin is dead. Tracy says, rip Merlin, so I guess they think that.
Merlin's actually dead?
Yeah.
We know Arthur is definitely in, because, everyone is led to believe that isn't Merlin, oh my goodness, I'm trying to, like, piece all these flashbacks together right now.
Well, that's what the show's for.
Right. So, someone's still stuck in the tree, which is a dwarf. But have we actually seen Merlin in present-day Starbrook? Maybe not.
I don't think so. Felicia says, I think Merlin is in the underworld, and I think they will go to the underworld to get him.
Okay. Fair enough.
Jonathan says, Merlin is going to go Obi-Wan style, which...
I would like that.
Yeah, kind of.
Now I am the master.
Which was really cool that we got to see what happened to the end of his message. I remember last week we were talking about whether we would see that. We were like, no, they probably will just let it go. But we actually got to see Hook interrupt all of that, which is cool.
Explanation for the Merlin hologram, you know, help me Obi-Wan. So he could be Obi-Wan. He really could. I like that. Okay, so Merlin's dead. Didn't realize that, but he's dead. Gone. Do you think this act of Hook killing someone will still lead him back to the dark side? Like, is he bad again to the point where he has to work again to be good?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another journey.
I mean, if the bangs weren't enough to convince you that he's, like, super evil now.
And the vampire dark circles going on.
He's like, it's like a claw bang that's starting to happen.
He's getting disheveled.
He is so good and believable, though. Like, I'm looking at him, scary. Scary, that switch.
One of the best shots was of Hook taking Marlon's heart, and he was like, oh, it was all glowing red, and it just, like, lit his face in red. That was brilliant, amazing cinematography on that. It's like, yes, I believe it. You're evil again. Do not mess with Hook.
A lot of people in the chat talking about where Merlin is. Raul says Merlin was at Granny's in Camelot. That was confusing to me, too. So.
Okay. Right, right.
Even though he was at Granny's, it was...
Yeah, it's that alternate Camelot Granny's.
Goodness. Thank you, everyone. You're
if
amazing.
They didn't have those candles on the bar, I wouldn't have known.
You can't tell the difference.
Oh, right, right. We're not really there.
Who's where? Got it. All right. Thank you, everyone in the chat. You're awesome. Okay, so pretty much that all leads to... Emma's revelation that she has to erase Hook's memories.
And everyone else's.
And everyone else's.
While you're at it, just erase
just
everyone's
like,
memories.
I'm sorry, I did something wrong. I'm going to erase all your memories so you guys don't know I did something wrong.
I feel like that was a pretty quick jump. Like, she thought of that real fast. I would have been like, how do I get out of this? She really knew that plan. She's like, oh, beep, Hook, your memories are done. Okay, boop,
and
everybody
else's.
Okay, bye. Like, what? You didn't even think about it? You just kind of did it? That, to me, was the dark taking over in her.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because it was not taking responsibility. It was just like, I'm just going to pretend like, bloop, 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 didn't happen.
It's the equivalent of spilling something on a couch pillow and then turning it over so no one else knows.
There it is.
It's one of those situations.
Until they go to find some pennies and
you're
then
like,
ooh, stained my couch.
Exactly. It's that mentality, which it's still there. You still did it, Emma. As good as we think you are, you got evil tendencies in you.
Most of the people in the chat right now are saying that they love seeing Hook as the Dark One. How do you guys feel about that in general? Are you frustrated with where we are, or do you like seeing this different side of Hook?
I think it's just because he looks hot. I don't think it has anything to do with...
Jafiel.
The character. It's the bangs and the eyeliner. Let's
yeah, I agree with that, but I am a little frustrated because I feel like all of our, other than your ship over there, other than Robin,
we
and
didn't
Regina,
get enough of tonight.
I feel like a lot of
say
our
every episode,
a lot of our ships are on the rocks right now. Pun intended. Ooh,
okay,
rocky waters. Should I keep trying to make more puns? I'm not very good at it.
Nope.
But I don't know. I feel like Emma and Hook are such a staple, and I want them to be so strong. So I am frustrated that he can't push through this. We're always told in the show that true love prevails, and the kiss and all that stuff. And I feel like right now it's showing that their love isn't strong enough when I think that it is.
Yeah,
so,
well, it's proven to be strong enough in the past,
right?
But.
Is it strong enough now again, now that all this is happening?
With the forces of evil in the midst.
Okay. Yeah, and that was my issue, because we saw Hook be dark, be like, why, Emma, why did you do this to me? To 2 seconds later, they're literally making out, to like, why, Emma, I'm still mad at you. Roxy, you're laughing.
I'm laughing in the chat because Nightlock says, what? Is Hook the Dark One? Which is a great question.
He's a Dark One.
I understand, honestly, how it could get confusing at this point, because not only do we have Hook, not only do we have Emma, not only do we have Nimue, but everyone. Well, I mean, we'll get there, but we're about to have a whole onslaught.
Army of
so
darkness.
So much happens in an episode. I can't even remember where Merlin was. I mean, come
on. I know,
on.
Right?
Okay, so the... Everyone's memories erased, cut to present day. So now it's Emma's like, hey, we have to restore everybody's memories. But in order to do that, I had to get the dream catchers, which so conveniently Hook also equally pissed in this realm. In present day, Starbuck be like, no, I'm taking your dream catchers because these are the reasons why memories are gone.
Fair or not fair that the entire team was like, Emma, by the way, you gotta stay here, and not only that, but you gotta keep your bracelet on, because we kind of don't trust you.
Yes, do you think that was a fair point and then fair conversation? Like, we don't trust you.
It was fair, but it was a burn.
It was.
I mean, it's your
family.
Whole family.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that at Thanksgiving dinner? Like, that's an awkward Thanksgiving they just had this past week.
It was.
Week.
Here's why I don't think it's fair. Because if you're going to be Regina and trust Zalina... With a child, you're going to tell me you can do that, but you can't trust Emma? Come on. I get that Emma's the Dark One, and no, maybe not. You shouldn't necessarily take the bracelet off, but I just thought leaving her with Merida and all of that, a little harsh. She did what she had to do, and nobody seems to be understanding that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and first of all, leaving anyone with Merida is punishment enough without a bracelet.
Oh, by the way, what happened to Merida? The Hook came in and knocked her out.
Knocked her out.
And that's pretty much the last we saw.
That's it. I'm like,
R.I.P. Merida?
You tried, no. Merida. You tried. I did love how she tried to be badass, but fail. Okay. But I loved Regina in this episode, of course. What episode? Is she not amazing? But, yes.
You like Regina? Maybe.
Maybe. Going back to Zelina, let's just quickly talk about them. After all these episodes, we see Zelina always, like, go back and kick them in the ass, pretty much. Sorry for all you listeners. We're just, like, really worked up here.
Yeah.
We'll try not to curse anymore. Try.
Tapped in the bum.
All these episodes, Zelina, like, builds people's trust, and they trust her, and then it all comes back and bites them. Do you think it was good for Regina to, like, actually try to make this work? Be like, we can't be a family. Let's understand that, which is interesting. No. But letting Zelina have somewhat partial custody?
I don't think it's Regina's choice.
Visiting rights, really.
It's not Regina's say. It's 100% Robin's say, because this is Robin's child, and it's true. Not Regina's child. I think that Robin is a moron for letting Zelina be involved. Zelina is somebody who can't be trusted. This is somebody who has never proven a single time that she can be trusted. I would never leave my own child with her. So I'm shocked and appalled that Robin would leave his kid with somebody who is a murderer.
True.
I get that it's Zelina's daughter.
Regina was a murderer, too.
That was Regina's logic. She was like, if it weren't for Henry, if it weren't for being Henry's mom, I would have never been able to be redeemed from my darkness. And she kind of threw a little bit of shade, like, and I've done worse things than you, honey. I was like, oh, bitch.
That's why there's the contingency that one of them has to be there, either Regina or Robin. Mm-hmm. I get what they're trying to do, but I don't think Zelina has even earned this much yet. I think they should say, prove yourself. Prove that you can be a good person, and we will let you be involved in the life. We're not trying to take your kid away from you.
And I would love a Zelina's apology to her episode. I mean, that would just be hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Where she has to go make amends.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that if the second Regina turns around or Robin turns around, Zelina is gone with the baby.
Poofs out.
And if you don't believe Bye-bye. That, then you don't know Zelina.
True. But also, I mean, it's so hard because you all know how much I'm so against Zelina. But I understand the idea that this is a brand new child. You cannot keep a mother away from her own flesh and blood. Especially after being newborn. But it's not Regina's choice either. Like you said, Roxy, that's not Regina's say. That's not her place. Interesting, it came from Regina because she could put it into a perspective like, hey, I get where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. I used to be evil. What helped me be good and stay good is because I had unconditional love for someone.
Right.
A child. I'm hoping this does the exact same thing for you. Do you think that was good logic?
Well, Marissa, definitely the people in the chat are agreeing with you right now. They think that this is her kid, so she has the right. I'm sorry. I don't agree. I don't think that every single person has the right. That's not what I feel. Not when you're a danger to your child.
Well, do you think Robin and Zelina are pretty much like the social workers.
I honestly think that they need to get a social worker involved.
Like, they should.
They seriously should take this to court.
Legal action?
And should get custody. Like, that's what should happen.
Yeah. Who's a lawyer in Storybrooke?
Right?
Do they have those resources?
I don't think
so. It's time for a crossover episode.
Right?
Yes. I agree.
They need to get Olivia Pope in there. She can fix it.
Mm, boom.
Just come in a white coat and be like, I got this.
Keep it within the ABC family.
Right? Exactly.
That makes sense.
Arsenal Strike just said babyhood, which I forgot. I love
yes, babyhood in the hospital.
So good. I love it.
It's a girl, right? Yes.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Baby.
Little baby girlhood.
Aww. So, we could have had a daughter. It could have been Regina's, but it's not.
Still upset about it.
Very, very upset.
A lot has changed in the show, but this has not changed.
I'll be like, all right, Regina and Robin, it's time to get it on. Have your own kids. Okay. Moving on. We do see, I mean, we'll definitely get into everything, but let's just knock out the relationships. Belle and Rumple, we see Rumple trying to make amends with Belle. Do you think it was warranted for Belle to be like, hey, you broke my heart one too many times?
Finally. I was thrilled, actually, tonight. Yeah. I might be in the minority here, but I was thrilled. I was like, finally, Belle's like, a girl, bye. Like, I have done it. I've done it time and time again. I've wasted so much of my life on you. Well, and see, I'm still mad about this whole, like, I was never happy with Rumple being the Beast to begin with. Like, that upset me. I went keep to many waiting.
Hyphenates.
Well, I keep waiting for Prince Adam.
What season
to,
are you on?
No, I know, but like I keep waiting for Prince Adam to show up and be like, "Girl, you got the wrong dude." Like,
yeah, no, I feel that.
So I'm like, "Belle's free. She's a free agent."
I love that.
You do. Mm.
Roxy?
I feel messed around with again. Like, with the Belle, we go back and forth and back and forth. And it's like, I so badly yearned for Belle and Rumple forever. I just wanted them to be together. I wanted them to be happy. I don't even know if I care anymore. I don't really know if I care if they are or if they aren't. So mm-hmm. I guess I'm glad she made a decision, but I don't believe her. Mm-hmm. I don't believe what she's saying. I think this is how she feels today, and she's allowed to change her mind, but I think she will, and then she'll change it again, and then he'll change it again. Just they're toying with us here to the point that I don't know if I care anymore.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Very interesting, strong point.
Apathy is worse than hatred.
Just a little bit in this room. I liked the fact that, yes, Belle has had her heart broken one too many times for Rumple because she's made the mistake of trusting him. After all of us audience knows, like, don't trust Rumple. He's bad. He's doing bad things. He's using you. Yes, we've gotten all those moments and to the point where Belle can speak her mind. Love that. Go woman power. But it also makes Belle's just fight with Hook a little bit more, how should I say that, respectable? Because... Mm-hmm. Rumple is now fighting for himself. He's not really fighting for Belle. He's fighting for himself. And I think he needed Belle to tell him, no, you don't have me. You have yourself. And I just made his whole fight with Hook a little bit better in a way.
You wanted to see him fight for himself.
Yeah. He needed a win for himself.
I thought that was a little convenient that all of a sudden Rumple was somebody who could take on... I mean, he almost killed Hook. I thought that was a little bit of a force because we know he couldn't before, but I guess he doesn't have the limp. I could see it. I could see that being good that he was doing that for himself. But in the chat, Tracy M says, Belle's timing is so bad. It's like now that he's human, she leaves him. That is kind of how I felt. Like she's been like, fight for me, fight for us, be the man that I want you to be. And now she's like, by the way, you worked your butt off to be here. You're the man I want. Don't know if I want it anymore. Gotta figure it out. Really, girlfriend?
I mean, but again, 6 weeks have passed. A lot can happen in 6 weeks.
That's true.
Someone's opinion of someone can easily change within a day, mm-hmm. let alone 6 weeks. So I just understand all these seasons, all these episodes with Belle and Rumple's their relationship. So on and off, I believe it could be off again.
Ooh, Steven in the chat says, did anyone notice that Rumple had that dark look in his eye at Excalibur, like he wants the darkness back?
Ooh.
I didn't catch that. That's interesting.
That's an interesting theory. I like it.
Of his own medicine again. Interesting. But as interesting as that is, I think it'd be good to have Rumple just fight for good. Because he did make the line. He's like, I'm good. I've proven myself. So, and we've had all these episodes with Gina trying to prove herself and convince herself that she's good. Why not Rumple's time?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's the age of Rumple.
Okay, so what do you think of this Rumple-Hook showdown?
It was very well choreographed, I will say. I enjoyed the sword fight. Kept me on my toes. So, that's cool.
Yeah, it was nice to see some good old-fashioned, you know, no CG tricks. Just kind of like a good hand-to-hand combat. Mm-hmm. You know, it was cool.
I like swords.
Swords. You know, good old-fashioned swashbuckling.
Because they even made the lines like, our tiff together has preceded, like, centuries.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just, like, Hook against... Rumple, you know, all these, there's so many years, like, he killed Mila and all this, like, all just things just culminating together and they just fight it out.
Yeah.
Duke it.
Ivan says, I thought Hook wanted to die. How do you guys feel about that?
Ooh.
I don't think he wanted to die. I think he wanted to get the darkness out of him. It's like, yeah. He's so desperate to get the darkness out of him.
And he wants to be able to make his own choices. Like, it seemed like so much of his anger in this episode was just that the choice was not his to make. You know, that it was in Emma's hands and not his. And that he just couldn't sit with that.
True. Emma's affecting everybody.
I do think that's a good point, though, Blake, that through line, that if you don't have control over your own body, then what really do you have anymore? You don't have control over your own mind. So I do have to keep reminding myself that, as much as I want to just, like, shake Hook right now and be like, come on, man, do it, like, for love, for once and all. But I have to remember that he doesn't really have the control, and that's a bigger problem.
Yeah. I mean, how are these two going to go through a wedding registry at this point? It's going to be trouble.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Pick a china pattern. I mean, come on.
I had already picked out my gift for them, but now I think I got to return it.
And make sure you find that receipt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gift receipts, they come in handy. Facebook status, complicated.
Right?
All right. So we see Emma's just affecting everybody. I mean, I think it's good that, you know, I wrote all these names down because there's so many. Merlin, Lancelot, Mary Margaret, David, Regina. No, that's in flashbacks. Sorry. In present day, Mary Margaret, David, Regina, Belle, Gold, Emma, Henry. Like, all these people together. They're all, like, I love how they're all banding together. And there was the Shet when they're all sitting around in a round table. I was like, Knights of the Round Table. They're their own knights.
They are. I'm just a little disappointed in Charming,
trusting
though.
Emma.
Not trusting Emma and Mary Margaret standing up for her, but I think that Charming, he just doesn't know anymore. I don't like the way he's thinking sometimes.
Yeah, true.
It's very negative, Nancy.
But to the point where Emma, because she can't get everybody's trust, she goes to Henry. What do you think of Henry's comeback to her?
I like everything Henry says. Mm-hmm. Every time he says something,
yeah,
I'm
he's
like,
the voice of reason in all of these crazy people.
Totally. I thought that was strong. I feel like he's the one who I'm like, okay, I could see your point there, child. Yes.
Wait, but like, he's not a child anymore. It just shows like just how much he's grown up and how wise he is and beyond his years. I was like, all right, Henry, you speak up for yourself and you tell Emma all of her faults because she'll listen to you.
Yeah.
I think they're at the point, you know, like mother-son relationships, like just point out your faults and work on it. And what do you think of Operation Cobra Part 2?
I mean, that was a little cheap. That was a little bit low-hanging fruit. I would call it that.
Completely agree. BG Titan Avatar says, the laziness at picking out code names for the operations reflects some of the writing on the show, which I think is too big of a low blow, but
Shade, but yes.
Part two. You couldn't think of a different name?
I mean, there are other serpents in the world you can choose from.
Operation Viper.
Yeah, I'm like, Emma.
Operation Python.
I was expecting her
they
to say
all
that.
Sound deadly.
I wanted her to be like, part two, and Henry to be like, Mom, come on, we're better than that.
Right.
Like, we can do better.
We don't have time for picking out names, but pretty much Emma comes to the realization that, hey, I need to restore everybody's memories. But Hook conveniently took all the dream catchers because he's mad at me. So we got to find it. And then I love how Henry just quickly thinks up this amazing, flawless plan.
Backup.
Squid ink works. Let's do X, Y, and Z. Here you go. And I was like, okay, is that the writers just running out of time? Like, that
was
so easily resolved.
Just in case I needed this.
Right? Or maybe Henry's just so experienced at saving so many people, he just knows he goes in with, like, three plans.
He does always have to clean up their mess. True. So maybe at this point he's just, like, having a cigarette. True. Like, you guys. Ugh.
Again. So, of course, the Dreamcatchers are in the clock tower, of all places. I mean, they had the dagger there earlier in, like, season 2, 3.
But yeah, you need magic to get to it.
Of course. But let's use the squid ink to take this cuff off, so now you can, like, get it.
Because Henry's brilliant and brought the squid ink, because he gets life.
Right.
Again, convenient. And then, finally, they're just pretty much to gain the trust of everybody back. They restore the memories. And now they all know.
And also because they think that they will know what Hook's trying to do. Emma's like, listen, I need my memories back. Low key, I guess I'll give you guys yours back because it's kind of messed up if I don't. So
right.
I don't know if you guys really need them, but all right, let's just do this, guys.
And now they all know.
Yeah.
Now they all know what she did.
Well, they know what she did, but they still don't know what Hook's plan is. Only she knows because she had the knowledge of that.
Right.
Which I'm assuming is that she knows that he's trying to bring all of the Dark Ones.
Well, did he know he was bringing all the Dark Ones, or it was just convenient that all Dark Ones were on that boat?
No, he opened the portal to hell. That's what that in the cauldron was. And so Emma knew what he was doing, because when Nimue looks at Emma in the past, she says, you know what all the Dark Ones want. And we see Emma realizes, and she's like, no, you can't do that. What they want is to all come up.
Oh, see, that's so interesting, because I interpreted it. I missed it.
I don't know if you missed it. That's just how I read it.
I saw it, like, because she had that big long pause, and then she went into, like, no, if you destroy this heart, like, you won't get your happy ending, which then made me think, like, oh my gosh, do all the Dark Ones just want their happy ending? They're just going about it all
wrong? Well, they are villains in a way. They didn't have a happy ending, I imagine. That's why they went dark. Or, like, they wanted one thing but couldn't get it, so they were... They swayed to the dark side, I guess. So, I mean, it would make sense. Because, I mean, we had the whole theme last season. Like, villains want their happy endings.
Right.
All the Queens of Darkness wanted their happy endings. They got their happy endings in a way. Most of them.
Ish, yeah.
Most of them got their happy endings. So it makes sense that the Dark Ones would.
Riley Rose says, I don't think he knew all the Dark Ones were going to show up. I felt like...
See, I didn't think so either. I think, like, he knew he was opening the portal, but he didn't know what was going to come out of it.
Well, yeah, he looked surprised in that boat came and, like, with all those people on
it. What upset me was, like, Rumpel even said, like, hey, here's this convenient pond that's always been here, but you guys didn't know. Again, convenient. And then it was like, and it's always been here. No one just know how to open it. And then Hook just immediately opened it. I was like... That was, again, too easy. Yeah,
just had to swirl his hook in there a little bit. Bloop.
Done. Roxy.
I took it as that he knew and that he really has gone that dark, that he wants all the Dark Ones here. Or maybe that's not what he wants. He wants his revenge, but he knew that's what Nimue wanted. And he was like, eh, okay, I'll do it. Let's go, Nimue. We're in this together. Because Nimue says, I'm getting something out of it, too.
Right.
So they had the portal to the underworld the whole time. And how come we haven't been there yet?
Right.
We're going, Marissa. We'll get there.
We better go there.
I know.
Are we finally going to get our Hades? Forever. That's my only question. Yes. That's all, like, I care about. You know we're on, like, this Hercules thing.
All she cares about is Meg.
You know how long I've been wanting this.
Who put the glad in Gladiator?
Hercules. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Good for work, all your, yeah, sorry. All your ears.
Little sidestep there.
No, big step. With
tambourine break.
I'm okay with. But anything else? So much happened.
Just Nimue scares the crap out of me, guys.
She's freaky.
She's creepy as all heck.
Yeah. When she comes up and... the other thing that I wanted to talk about was Lancelot's mom being the Lady of the Lake.
Lady of the Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is interesting. I don't really know.
I'm going back to season 2. Lancelot, the mother, who... Funny enough, I just watched a Hallmark movie and she was in it.
Love those moments.
Right.
I do. I was like, oh, hey, it's you.
Did you immediately get it or was like, how do I know this girl?
No, I immediately got it. Which also, in the same movie, the guy who plays Peter, you know, Ruby's Peter in season 1, was also in the same movie. Sorry, I digress. I was like, hey, it makes sense. They film in Canada. Okay, so Lady of the Lake. The season 2, refresh my memory, I'm trying to just, like, we know that there are multiple Lady of the Lakes, just in the story, like Arthur and Legend, so there could be so many.
Different versions.
Versions. Have we seen Lancelot's mother, though?
I didn't remember seeing Lancelot's mom.
No.
But she can help, apparently, or maybe.
She can help, so Lancelot's on this 2-day trip to go see her as his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll see her in the future.
Are we getting into predictions?
Yes. Let's do that.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So many things.
We got a good one in the chat right here. Haley says, Nimue's blue skin makes me think that she is the female Hades.
Oh.
Huh.
No, I don't think so. Nope. No, because we know Greg Erman is casted as Distinguished Gentleman.
Yeah.
If you listen to our news and gossip, I believe, last episode, there is a photo. I was like, I can definitely see him as Hades.
Ooh. Cassie says to that comment, I would honestly rather Nimue not be Hades, although it wouldn't be much of a stretch since Rumpel is also the Beast and the Crocodile, so I guess also Peter Pan's son and a lot of other things. LOL.
I'm not okay with that.
No, I'm not okay with that either. Yeah. I'm holding out for Hades.
We are holding out for a Hugh. Hey, what up? Blake, what do you think?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens when all of these dark ones come back on this boat. Because we haven't met a lot of the previous dark ones.
No. And from when we saw them all chanting around Emma, it looked like there were hundreds.
So I predict that there's going to be some sort of big battle coming up with all of these dark ones versus our heroes.
It's the dark ones against the Charmings and everybody. Yeah. Good versus evil.
Ish, but you've got the weird gray area of, like, Emma and Hook in the middle of it just going, like, pick a side. Pick a side.
Pick a side. Any side.
See, and that's why Emma's mostly gray, because of her outfit and her hair.
Okay, I have been gone for a long time. We have not talked about this weave.
Yes, Blake, go for it.
Okay, just real quick. Mm-hmm. Dark Swan, honey, looks like she got that hairspray from the Halloween store.
Completely
on her head. Mm-hmm. Why we could not have afforded a wig for her, and she's got these Ava Perón buns in the back.
And sometimes she's got roots, which I just don't even understand.
I can't. And what's with Dark One kitten heels? I don't understand. She used to wear wedges.
All right. But that leather jacket,
Blake, I missed it so much.
That snakeskin leather jacket.
That leather jacket,
though,
is hot. Mm-hmm. That leather jacket is working for me. But
the
that
hair.
Dad weave dough.
Feel you. Totally.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. That's because I haven't been here in a long
time. Please do not apologize. You embody everything that I get.
Yes. And not to, like, ruin your amazing rant there. Also, I did say a few after shows back that you know the movie Inside Out.
Oh, yes.
Joy character, blue and yellow. Like, you can't have joy without sadness. I think that's Emma's character. You can't have darkness without light.
Yeah.
So that's why her hair is light. It still gives everyone hope that she's good.
Right.
Yep. Cassie, in addition to what you're saying, says her eyebrows keep changing, too.
And Arsenal says... Continuity, please. I appreciate that.
Arsenal Strike says it looks like she grabbed deodorant.
It just leaked it back.
Girl, I know they've got budget. Get a lace front.
They do.
Do they? Because you saw that rose earlier in the season. I had a really hard time with that. Going back.
That you did.
That's funny.
Okay.
Riley says, notice there were feathers in Emma's hair?
Oh.
I didn't see that.
Say, what? Were they?
I don't know. I think that was an accident. Maybe something got lodged in there by accident, like, for one scene.
Emma was all over this place. Or, like, all over the place in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And everybody else's prediction in the chat so far has been that Emma's going to have to kill Hook in order to close the portal, but then she's going to try to bring him back or something along those lines.
Okay, and somewhere in my notes... Give me a second.
As long as we don't go back to Wonderland or Neverland, I'm fine.
I like Neverland.
Yes. As we know, a lot of the writers on Once Upon a Time right now are also from Buffy. Buffy the Vampire Slayer show. And I put in my notes here, feels like a Buffy episode. And I don't know if you guys ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which, how could you not?
You're going to talk about Killing Hook right now?
I'm going to talk about Killing Hook.
Yeah. Mm.
Because, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't watched Buffy in the last 20 years.
That's on you. That's on you.
Yeah,
guys.
That really is on
Sorry
you.
Sorry about it.
There's an episode where Buffy kills Angel to close a portal to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's pretty much the same emotional beats and the same type of story beats of that Emma will have to kill Hook just to close this portal, whatever. But then, like, Hook's now dead. And which I predicted last week, someone has to die, which forces them to go to Underworld, that Emma's going to go down there, save Hook. Hey-o!
Oh.
How's she going to go down there if killing him closed the portal?
Or something closes the portal. Maybe.
Because Meg knows her way back to the Underworld.
Duh.
Yes.
The other person that people think might die is Henry.
Oh.
And that's why everybody wants to fight to go down.
That's dark.
That's very dark. Kill a teenager?
Let's not kill Henry. Because honestly...
It's like, I keep saying, it's like, you can't get Violet. She's a teenager. Yeah.
P.S. Where's Violet?
Yeah, where's Violet? It's like, you can't get Violet because she's a teenager. You can't kill Henry because he's Henry.
People say Violet's chilling with the horse.
True.
I like that theory.
Okay, so someone dies. They have to go to Underworld to save whoever's soul to bring back. Do you think killing someone will, like, remove the darkness from that said person, and then once they get the good soul, which is trapped in Underworld, restore back into the vessel, say, in present-day storybook, that's the only way to get the darkness out is by killing someone?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait
and see. It's gonna be ugly and messy, that's for sure.
Just like our predictions. That was messy. Okay. Well, great episode. This was fun.
Yeah.
Blake, I missed your weave section.
I'm so happy you're back.
Once upon a weave. She's back.
All right. So where can everyone follow you?
You can find me across social media at Blake McIver or on my Facebook page, Blake McIver Official.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
And you can follow all of us here on AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can follow me at Serafini TV. Follow Tiana at the Tiana Hobson. She will be back. Guys, I know we miss her too. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you for the winter finale next week.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.